First and foremost, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. First and foremost, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, for the great work that he has been doing. And for Torah Anytime, for Kamash Kocha Pratis, for Kala Lashon, for the Rabbeinu Shalalom. My beloved father in Shemayim, it is a pleasure to serve you, Hashem. And now we're going to talk a little bit. Somebody comes over to me telling me about the Tzaddis in Eretz Yisrael. Wah! Tzaddis in Eretz Yisrael. I was Titzel Dalton. The Tzaddis, I don't know exactly what's going on, but saying whatever it is. The Tzaddis in Eretz Yisrael. No? I was Zayin. Was Zayin. No. Let's talk about the Tzaddis in America first. Let's talk about Joe Biden. When Joe Biden became president, everybody went, Shem Yerachem! Joe Biden president! I don't know what they're talking about. I have one president in Shemayim. I have one Rabbeinu Shemayim. I voted for Hashem. And Hashem got in, as usual. Hashem took over. Do you know how much power it has when a person says such a thing? Do you know how much kayach is sitting in that statement? Just say, I voted for Hashem. Say it. And Hashem is in, full blast ahead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become the president of these United States of America. The 46, 47, 48, first, the second, the third, the fourth. He was always the president. Who's the president? He knows what he's doing. All presidents go to the toilet. All presidents visit toilets frequently. All presidents, all generals, all captains, all commodores, all majors, all mayors, all governors, they all visit the toilets. And they all end up 6 feet under, and then they smell worse than all dead animals. Ad kan l'shein chayvis havavis. The heilige chayvis havavis, just a friendly reminder, don't get so... Who's this guy you're scared of? Who is he? Now every time you say these words of being fearless and not being afraid of a human being, just say it. You're growing. You're growing. That's why you came to this world, not to get fooled like everyone else. What did he say? He said, oh, he said, who's he? His mouth. That's his mouth. Doesn't he know how to make one tooth? Doesn't he know how to make a palate? Doesn't he know how to make a esophagus, a trachea? He knows how to do that stuff? Never! Who's he? Whose mouth? Not his mouth. No matter who it is. A tzaddik's mouth is not his, a rush's mouth, it doesn't matter who you are. The cockroach and the human, mysa adam and mahema oyen. And people are so stressed for no reason, being afraid what people say and what they think and what they do. This person, he likes me, doesn't, they don't like me. Oh, we got Pinchas here, who wasn't able to. Well, it's, David still will take care of everything. It's going to be great today, better than ever. Says we're going to have a great time. We're going to alone here with the Tatan Shemayim. We'd have a talk about Amunah B'Tochen. Delicious. We're going to get a Lamaba for every second. Every word is a Malach. And the Ibish that likes it. This is the most Chashva Chabura in Gantz Lakewood. Here we talk directly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now in Israel, they're all worried stiff. What's going to be with us? This one and that one. I don't chop. What's the concern? The Ruchni is, the Gashmi is, what's the problem? They're not going to give money. The Medina Ha'aruda, the Medina, the Heilige Medina of Kaifrim, what they decided. Now they're working, they were better and they're worse, but with this gun, that one, did they ever run Israel? Did they ever have a say? Did it make a difference what they said? They didn't like the Fruma. The Fruma are flourishing. The only people that are true Revu more than us are the Arabs. I think we have more, no? Those from Jews, we got a million of them in Israel. The more they hate us, Kasha Yab Yano Isaiah Ke Yibba Yifrites. The more they have, we're just like the frogs. The frogs, you kill one, boom, two pop up. But he's from Jews, they're all over. They're thriving. They're busy quetching. How are we gonna manage? What's gonna be? Tiyanamar's gonna give us money. That's the whole Torah. Maybe we'll get the money more b'derek kavod. It's not so pleasant to not onkim and to need. You need money. What do you want? They're going to give laws. They know how to make laws. Their laws are laws. They open their mouth that anything happened. They don't exist. Every one of them. They don't exist. Not one. The whole government is one Eibishter. What government? The building. Every brick belongs to the Eibishter. What's a building? This one said, this, you said, you can't even pick up your head to talk. You can't even pick up a finger. You don't even know how to make one fingernail. You have a shyness. I don't care. But this guy's a powerful guy. Powerful guy. What a powerful guy. Netanyahu was powerful. Is he now in the garbage can? Powerful. He tried to say this. He was never powerful, he never will be, and nobody will be powerful except for Atat and Shemayim. And as I talk, I am bringing more Amunah and B'tochen and Gan's Klal Yisrael. As I talk, I'm being mighty every single Jew. We're bringing more Amunah and B'tochen, we're living with the truth. Heilig Avraham Avinu, Hazed Avraham Avinu is busy smashing idols. Go smash them! In your mind, they're dead. They never existed in the first place. Think, who gave them money? Where'd they get money from? What? Listen, where'd they get their thoughts? How do you think? Do you have any control over your thoughts? Sharon, as Gavin Agantzados, he had a stroke. What happened to the gracious Sharon? He couldn't move. For how long? What? Yeah, forever. Can't move. What happened to you? You were supposed to be the big Tanaka, the warrior. He was a tough man. What happened to Miss Tuffy? What happened to Rabin, Mitch Rabin, this one, at least? I don't want to say their names. I don't have a minute not to say the names. I keep away from these names. This one, that one, the one that looks like this, the one that looks like that, the one that has this sheet, that sheet, the one that's very hostile and a little hostile. The one that was once nice and became a bum. The one that was once a bum and became this. They don't exist as one Amish, Hashem Yerachim.
They're never saying copy the good also.
Nobody! Nobody except the Rabbi Shalaylam. Nobody, Einam of Vadoi. We have a good man. We have a good man. He's gonna take, what did Esther Malka say? She decided to make a party together with Haman. So they shouldn't say, Achos Yesh Lono B'Yesh B'Veis HaMelech. So they shouldn't be Samach on her. We got our sister, she'll be taking Esther. She'll do the job. She didn't like that garbage. That's why we have a Purim named after her. That's how she get her name, Megillas Esther, Kisvuni Ladeitis. Because she wasn't Gairus. All these silly, foolish things. With Esther, without Esther, the Eibush don't want those of the Savage work like this. The Viola Biden is in. The worst thing in the world. And the Viola, my Adam tells me, thanks to Biden, we got $14,000. All the frum Jews are dwelling. All right, Biden, we love you. Biden to Russia. $14,000. Every family got in America, they're riding out with, get the bums in. Get the worst people in, because then you won't have B'tochen in them. And then the Eibishter will make them do all different strange things. It's the Eibishter. He gave all the from Jews money like galore. He's shelling out all these large families, are compelling. Oh, Hadank Biden. Biden was the guy that they were tittering. Biden shouldn't get in. Don't let him get in. The violent. Did he do any bad? What bad he do? What bad? Davis is in charge of the whole United, these United States of America is being run by President Abister. You need more than that. What do you need? Akel Yochana. Look, every time you say that, you make it more and more a reality. I want every Jew to start talking like this. Boy, you'll see Mashiach will be here tomorrow. Every Jew must talk like that in Israel. They're so worried. I met this very, very chashuv yid. He's here from Israel now. Tzadik, Agoin. Don't ask. He's a holy man. He says, I'm worried what's going on in Israel. I said, you serious? You worried? Are you serious? Where's the Eibishter? Yeah, how can you be worried? It's ridiculous. I was there during the Six-Day War. We should have been flattened out overnight. The chances of us winning that war was... They had a plane during the Six-Day War that was running without gas. You know that? Without whatever you put in there. It was running out of bombing up all the Arabs. It was, how did that happen? Oh, you need gas? Who needs gas? They had better this, they had better that, they would have won. They had for 3 stars. How'd they win? The Tzionim won. Anechti getog. The Eibishter won. What's Tzionim? What's Tzionim? Well, the Eibishter won the war was... Shmuel Anavi, I miss Shmuel Anavi when there was no Malchus at all, even though from Malchus. When he was crying about Malchus, he gave 3 Muzishmus and no Malchus, I don't like Malchus. It steers you away from the Abish. Look what happens to you. He didn't. He said he got the money. He's the money. He's got money. Who? He's got Rabbi Mechabed Hashidim. Rabbi Mechabed Hashidim. He has money. They have money, doesn't have money, don't have money. Leah Kesev, Leah Zov! In Lakewood, they wanted to make, there was a co-educational day school in Lakewood, it's all Hebrew day school. They could barely meet the budget, a million, whatever they needed, they couldn't deal with it. They came over to Rabbi Aaron, they said, you know, it's co-education, boys and girls. So Rabbi Aaron says, make separated. Separated! We can't even manage the way it is! Now you gotta separate it! You're gonna have to have double the money. You have to get a small classes. It's gonna crazy. Separate boys and girls. You know, Rabban said, Leah Kesev, Leah Zov. Leah Kesev, Leah Zov. They stuck up. How did Lakewood get in? Rabban, they thought he was out. What? No college? Come on. Rabbi. This is America. It's no good. Rabban said, Tate Lishma! You know, Rabban, what's this? He was once in the hospital or whatever, and people kept flocking towards him, and the doctor asked, how come they get so excited over this man? So, Rabbi says, what does this doctor want to know? He says, how come, you know, they make such a fuss over you, you know? So Rabbi said, Zok dem tedil ish to the keach, for tedil ish mo! The doctor knew what he was talking about. I think of Aaron Cade. Zuck the pain in the schwa! Zuck the pain in the schwa. Rabbi fafed him on. The Satma fafed at the two biggest Torah builders, the Aaron and the Satma. They fafed the world. You know, in America you were afraid to wear a halba beard. You didn't wear a mustache because it would look strange already. In comes the Satma. Longish. Pais kitzara, bucharim. A nice gekraz, hold the pais till the floor. Fafamun! We're holy Jews. That's the way we go. Any problems? You know, I once read Reform. Reform had how many, the Reform was running the world when I was a kid. And in walked Satma. And Satma, they had 8 boys and 8 girls. That's how Satma started. That was the whole most of Satma. Within 30 years, whatever, there are more Satma Hasidim between Monroe, Williamsburg, and Borough Park. Muncie, I'm not sure. Three more Satma Hasidim than the entire Reform movement in the entire country. All right? Where's Reform? Big shot. Reform. Not with a penny. Was that anything? And the Satma Chassidim are going strong. and they're learning and they're keeping Torah mitzvahs, they're holy Jews, our beloved Satma Hasidim, and our beloved Lakewood people. Let's not forget us guys. What are you talking? We're thriving away, but you must go to work. You have to go to college. You have to go. If a bacha goes to college these days, he ain't getting a shit up so easily. The girl's gonna ask, everything okay with him? Look what's going on. Girls, aren't you practical? I'm nagle it. See, the men are a little, you know, they're out of it. A girl, a woman is practice. She has to have in kemach ain't taita. She's gotta be, someone's gotta have his head on straight. Girls, if he's not a long-term learner, she don't want to hear. Thousands, the whole world's full of these girls. That's all they want to marry. And they learn, they mean business. And it's going to work. And the Zayden never worked a day in his life, and neither did the father, neither did... goes on the day to day, they live happily ever after. All they do is learn, and it's great. Now look, I'm not making fun of working people. I'm a working person myself. I'm a malamed. I don't learn. I mean, I learn a little bit, you know. But I'll tell you this. I was once in a big city with the in Eretz Yisrael where everybody, I'm not making, please don't take me serious, but it's a very poor area in Eretz Yisrael. And packed with Torah to Shemayim. Everybody learns. Thousands, they learn day and night. Masmidim, Gedolim, all of them. And one person never schlepping around asked him, who's that? He's a guy, he's struggling in Parnassa. He works. He doesn't learn. He's the only guy who looked like he was Nebuch. He's never working. So he can't make, he's all day, how am I getting my next bill? And he's, you know, he's the only nervous guy in the whole place. The guys are learning, yeah, Malila, they don't have it easy. I don't want to say this place is notoriously poor, you know. It doesn't matter. They go on and on. The years go by. They marry up the kids. They marry into each other. They have 8 o'clock and a lot of large families. It's, that guy's having trouble. That guy was driving around all day. Everyone's in base manager sitting and learning and he's driving around. I can't manage. Wait, what am I going to do next? See, there's a guy. Find a guy. Sweet guy. Had a lot of his known. He has trouble with, he's the only guy with problems. I'm not making chas v'shalom. Going to work is a mitzvah. I go to work. But just in case you're not working, don't feel so bad. Don't feel so bad. So no one's working and the world goes on. You need money, but how are you going to manage? Now, how are you going to manage without this yadim? How are you going to manage? It's better without them, believe me. As soon as they're out of the picture, you're going to see the gold coming down from Shemayim. They're out of the picture. We're not simach on them. Till now, Achais, we had this guy, he's good to you. The funds, the yeshiva guys will get from him. But this guy, on our side, there's one Rebbeinu Shalom. Doing tshuva don't hurt. I don't know what tshuva. That's my own personal opinion. What tshuva? Who? Come on. I'm sorry. I want to say, I want the Abishters here. Here's what I'm saying. Kup Darain! Somebody said, come in, Jack is here. You may come, you may enter. Jack is waiting patiently to hear, see all these sweetest guys in Lakewood come to my place, somebody said. Anyway. Do you have a picture of me holding Jack? You have that? Make sure. It's good. It's good for business. How do I look?
A little higher.
A little higher?
Yeah.
But Jack! You shouldn't think I chas v'shalom lost my... I'm still a Jack Samech. Me and Jack get along. Anyway, the whole world is living off the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kaila Leiter everywhere in Australia, wherever you're gonna go, they learn, Chassidim, everybody, Torah. And look, they're not starving. So now you're afraid what's gonna be in Israel, and they're gonna bring us to the army. No one's going to no army. We're going to sit and learn. Them guys are right here. No army, shmami, pommies. Stutzen, the Abishter is going to help us. And we're going to stay and learn more than ever. And we're going to have bigger yeshivas and better yeshivas. We got a Steigerland. The only thing my only order is, I would like to, what? You're adding 1,000 Yigalite? There you go. There you go. This gentleman here, a bracha, buha, 1,000 Yigalite are being added to the list to learn Torah. Okay, that's so far. That's what's going on. You want to know what's going on in Israel? Another 1,000 Yigalite to his. He's involved with Sorotkin, Tayyid Yid. Ah, and he's the sweetest. He raises money for him. So that's another 1,000 Yigalite. No, so far everything's great. Don't tell me about Israel. What are we going to do? We just got another 1,000 Yigalite. What are we going to do? We're multiplying. You're scared of them. The Arabs, they can eat us up in one day. How come nothing's happening? Well, how come? We're sitting there for years and years. We're surrounded by Jordan, Syria, hostile Iran and Iraq. When this guy, that guy, Libya used to be a big threat. Libya with Egypt. Lahadam. We have one Rabbeinu Shalom who takes such good care of us. We're going to start worrying. People worry because it's fun. Open that Tosfos and forget the whole matzav. One Tosfos will wipe out all your problems. Chaim Kanevsky was out of Bris. He was a come inside chashev yigim we have there. Chaim Kanevsky was a sadik in Kiryat Sefer. He looks out the window. He sees a fence, and he says, "What's going on here? A fence for the Arabs, you know? You need a fence." They said he was Mamish Ois Mensch. I heard this from a Bas Samcha. It's a true story. Reb Chaim went berserk. You need a fence from the Arabs? This is Kiryat Sefer. You're surrounded with thousands of blood to Gemara. How can you be scared? What are you scared of? So he said, no. It's theater. Theater. Quiet him down. Well, what's us the man who's afraid? You're afraid of a Tiyani. He has, well, he looks like he's smart. Shin Bet, what are they called? This guy is from Mossad, he's from Boom, he's from this. He's tough, he's smart, he already knows what he's doing. I'll take the biggest yeshiva sheyukal over him any day. I'll take a yeshiva guy who's the most introverted guy who can't open his mouth a million times. He's worth more than all the Mossad agents and the IDF and IDF. What a guy. Who opens up his Gemara and can barely figure it out. By me, he's way more powerful than all those guys. Wow, they're going to hurt you. And Afghamina, who's there, look what Biden's doing for us so far, making us rich. He's feeding the Orthodox communities. He's the big hero. They love him. My either says, my daughter says, Biden, he's the hero. Sorry. Was the Abish is in charge, we're afraid, was us the measure. Fair das Odom Yite Mikish. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Don't be afraid of anything. Just the Abish to be afraid of. Get ready for Elul. Oh, Yishmak. Here's Hashem Toysev Yom, Zucker Beni Aram. Nelson used to quote it. Being afraid is not a healthy thing, but afraid of Hashem is very healthy. Get ready, Braisha Shono, Yikasevon, Oveyayin, Tzayim, Kepovor, Yechasev, Bavaimon. How sweet it is, Rosh Hashanah Davening. What's sweeter than being afraid of Hashem?
Rosh Hashanah
Navadig. We have a minion, Rabbi Sain, our minion. Ah, what we do there, we turn over the world. Hey, look at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur coming up, Yom Adin, stand before the Melech, Malchim, Lachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could be better with David's well, you're afraid of him, and afraid of this one, and afraid of that one, and what's he gonna say, and this guy said, you don't know if you're coming or going. Babalai, look what happened to Sharon. Astrok, Oy Sharon. Oy Sharon, Sharon was a little bulldozer. What did he say? What did his other guy, Begins, the other guy said about him? He doesn't want him in the cabinet. He said, I don't want tanks coming into my office. Because he was such a, What did the other guy said, you know? He was himself a guns fine, a tough guy. But I don't want no tanks in my office. These were tough guy. The tough guy. What tough guy? You know, it was tough. A yeshiva guy that could barely open his mouth and he sits and learns. He's tough. Hey, you got a he opens a Gemara before he opens his mouth. He already said goodbye to the whole issue. The more you say this, the more it becomes more and more real. Don't be afraid of nobody. Now remember the Yom Kippur War. Not the Yom Kippur War. Then there was a lady in charge. That was the problem. Ladies, I didn't mean it. No, the lady, you know, says, Melly, double problem. She was a Tiani, you know what she was? And then she was a woman too yet. And the Rambam says, no good. You're not supposed to be a top, you know. Okay, anyway. So, but I'm talking about the Gulf War. The Gulf War, they had betachen. All the Gdolim, every Rosh Yeshiva, everybody, they wrote letters. I read them. We're laughing. They had guns. That's gun missiles pointing at them with a suffer chemical warfare. Shem Yerachim, what Saddam Hussein was ready to do. He was our tyrant. He killed 100,000 Kurds. There's pictures in the papers of Kurds. You know what? You know the chemical warfare. It makes this pink, there's this violet colored foam coming out of his mouth. Ugh, a horrible death. He wanted to send that to Israel. He's gonna kill. He held himself a Gilgal of Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. And Nebuchadnezzar, when he was a kid, his life's dream was to destroy Jerusalem. And he, sure enough, Saddam Hussein had the same dream. He did fit the bill. If you look through all the Chazals and you compare his, he fit the bill. I'm choshed, there he was right. Nebuchadnezzar's Gilgal. He was gonna destroy Israel. What happened? And then he attacked Kuwait and he hung people in the streets. And then he terrorized and he spilled the oil, crude oil, black crude oil into the Persian Gulf. And they contaminated the whole Gulf. That was the end of it, by the way. Because the liberals couldn't handle that. They saw a duck coming out of the Persian Gulf, with black wings. And they said, no, now we gotta go to war. Like, the liberals hate war. You know, they go to war. You know, now, so let them kill everybody, but you can't go to war. But as soon as that happens, they say, oh, that's different. So he blew it. By the way, he wanted to show a tough man. You know, they try to, these Arab leaders, I'm tough. See what I did? I spilled all the oil wells, the Kuwaiti oil wells. He put them on fire. And then he spilled it into the Persian Gulf. And, all right, now you know who's boss around here. As soon as he did that, all these Democrat liberals went berserk. You know, Bush was trying to make a war. Bush was a Republican. He had a little say-so. Go to war. Why did he want to go to war? Because his money. You know, he attacked Kuwait. Kuwait is oil rich. And America doesn't want Iraq to have all the money with the oil. So he said, we must free Kuwait! We must free Kuwait! So he got the whole world with him, a coalition. He made England, France, Italy, Saudi Arabia, we even got the Arabs with us. And we're going to war! Israel, don't do nothing. When he said, Israel, don't do nothing, it was Bashalach. And we had just Hashem, Yilachem, Lachem, Atem, Tacharishon. It fit in like, it was unbelievable. You're watching the parshas. And the Yidden was so not scared. They say 100,000, I don't know if it's true, took a walk to the Kessel. And they davened. And after, when that happened, I knew we won. And they were talking with Betachin, everybody was Betachin. Every Rosh Yeshiva wrote a whole stickle, they made Gematriyos. This means Saddam Hussein is into the garbage, that means they're also baloney. They wrote schmacka, catchy things. All the Rosh Yeshivas and all the Rabbanim, everybody made a joke out of it. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky, this, what are you gonna do with the gas masks? Because you had to wear a gas mask. Shem Yerachim, if he dropped gas on us, they had to take, I was told, 9 different injections, and then you it's all chasana. Halabai, the guy should come out one piece from getting some of that gas. Mustard gas, what is it called? The kind of gas they were dropping there. You know what? It's illegal. He was sending chemical warfare. Mashmah, he killed 100,000 Kurds with his his own people. Israel, he was challenging to do that to us. And the violate never happened, nothing. He sent 39 scuds, he didn't kill one person he killed, the Machal Shabbos of Ezra. That was the only person he killed. There were pictures all over the newspapers with a house fell in, the guy had just walked out. One after another! Another house fell in, he was just went into the other room. Nobody got killed! And by the way, in Bnei Brak, nobody, even the houses didn't get killed. Bnei Brak wasn't touched. Here I tell you that. Petra, you know, got messed up a little bit. Tel Aviv with Ramat Gan, they're right next door to Bnei Brak. So they shot all over the place. They didn't even get, but even them, he smashed the house. There was a picture. I saw him, a head sticking out from the ground. Just a head. And he's under rubble. And right underneath, the guy came out without a scratch. They undid the stuff. One after another. This happened every day. Nisim, 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 Nisim. Why? Because, and the Israeli pilots were sitting in their, that are greatest pilots, they're sitting in their Phantom jets, ready to go flying over Iraq and to drop bombs. And America says, Israel, keep out. Because America's pride, they were, we're the fighters around here. Gesundheit. So you guys will get captured and you'll get, you know, they captured some soldiers, not one Israeli. The other whole day, an English guy got captured. He was in all the newspapers. He was crying. He was going with sugar because the Iraq guy went to work, did our dirty work. And the Israeli pilot stayed in the planes and never took off. Just go home. David's just taking care of us. And what did he say to Chaim Kanevsky about the gas mask? Save it. For Purim. And the war was over on Purim. Shushan Purim, remember? It was Mama Shushan. Oh, just like Chaim Kanevsky said. It was just that there were pictures. I will take credit for that victory. There's no suffering. It was my tefillahs. That's without a question. I mean, I had Daven Dat Nusach. Hey, Bishter, I don't want one person getting killed. It's going to be. Nobody got killed. That was me. If anybody wants to know, I didn't want to tell the whole world, but now I'm being megala myself. By the way, I found that there was a Chiddush Rebbe in Los Angeles, I think, who had Daven while I was even saying the same thing. So, if I ever met him, I would say, you were the one who saved the whole. But when he's not looking, I would say, I know the truth. It was me. Every person has to feel like he's the special person around here. So they just don't want people to feel special. Anyway, who's scared? Who's the mighty? I feel they should get. The only thing I would propose, being the Baal Musa doesn't possibly mean to speak, everyone should get together and learn Shar B'Tochen as mandatory. All yeshivas, close up everything. 1.5 hour Shar B'Tochen. Men, women, children. Just do that. Watch. If you do that, you're afraid of money. They'll become filthy rich. Shar B'Tochen. Dr. Rebbe says Shar B'Tochen is a school for Parnassa. I had this B'yana Chassid, a friend of mine. He came into Lakewood. I helped him out a little. I gave him B'Tochen, go learn Shar B'Tochen 5-10 minutes a day. A year and a half later, I'm on the phone with him. No. He said, for that year and a half, I got money from who knows where. Learned 5-10 minutes a day with a Chabrusa. The money came flying all over. You learn a half hour a day. You want money? Get a Shar B'Tochen. You'll be filthy rich. Start talking about the Eibishter. Don't say the Chisim HaManuchal. The words are poison. How are we going to manage? Don't do that. What's going to be? Don't say that poisonous words. Everything. Better a positive lie. A positive lie means you're exercising B'Tochen. Keep saying we're winning. Don't worry. Say it. Everything is fine. The Eibishter will take good care of here and there. Watch. Torah. See, I was right away. 1,000 more people learning Torah. Torah's going to quadruple. No Ami Meshigas. No more of that stuff. About Zayr. No more of that stuff. And they're going to steiger learning. Not only that, all the fry are going to become from. And all these Meshigayim up there in the Knesset are going to suddenly one day say, you know, I don't like this whole business. I never tell you, Charedi. אני רוצה, אני חושב שעדיף להיות חרדי. You know what that means? You know Hebrew? עדיף להיות חרדי. It's better to be from. Yeah, I think I'm changing my mind. I'm geyser. They're all going to have a gzeres hashmad. They're going to shmad them the other way. They're going to be megayer all these tzionim. They'll straighten out. They didn't mean it. They're going to ask a mechila watch. Look what happened to the kids. The kids are all off the derech. All we came from the Tanya, whose kids are from. Am I right or wrong? All these big shots, the kids are off the derech. They put on yarmulkes. They say, bye-bye, tati. Ani dati. I decided to be chari. You know how many of them are nebuch? They never have aggravation from the kids. So many tiyanim, the kids are never becoming from. I have so aggravation. Nebuch, the kids are becoming from. That's what's going to happen. You wait. You know, Shlomo Baba's father was reformed. And he once said, I'm a liberal type. I'm an understanding type. Even though my son learns in yeshiva, I tolerate it. He was a tolerant reformed guy. He was tolerant at his time. Shlomo Baba! Look what we had from a reform. So watch that from the biggest year, and watch all the kids are coming to us. Mark, if it's a, Rabbi say, if something happens very soon, don't forget, it was the Rebbe's Nevuah. It's me. The Rebbe, Atgezuk, they're all coming back, and they're all gonna do tshuva. Look how the Arabs can't touch us. You, Arab, why don't you do anything? Garnish. You know in America, you know how much anti-Semitism is sitting right here, two blocks away? You know how much hatred's going on in Yom Kippur War. There was a guy named, should I say his name? I'll say his name, Bob Grant. Bob Grant was a favorite. All the from Jews loved him. A Talena guy. By the way, these Italians, you never know how much Jewish blood they have. There was always a Shiloh with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He said, don't take Gaiden from the Italians because there's a lot of mixture. During the Renaissance, they were the best of the Goyim, so there's a lot of intermarriage, whatever. But what's on the game? But he said he was a guy. Officially, he's a guy. If I be a Jew during the Yom Kippur War, all the colors, if I be a Jew, I'd be hiding in the cellars. You Jews know how much they hate you. There's a lawyer here in Lakewood. I won't say his name. He had a nose job. He was a fryer guy. He looks Irish. He don't look Jewish. How did that happen? Because they, you know, he was a fryer guy. And they all look Jewish. And he went to college. And he looked real guyish. And he said, his roommates told him how they hate Jews. He said, you only know how much hatred's going on right here in these United States. You know, about 30% of the United States guy, the lion's share is English, then comes Irish, Scottish, that island, and a lot, like 30% are Hessians. Those are German stock. Now, Malikis are all over the place in America. You know the Kennedy Tzaddikim? You ever heard of him? Show you Marudim. Joseph Kennedy, you know what a Russia he was? You know what Roosevelt was? Russia, Marusha. Hitler and him were best friends. What are you talking? Well, the America's, Chas v'Shalom. Maisa, we're thankful to these United States. And they're very good to us. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a country. We can learn Tehillim day and night. But, you know, we're not going to get involved in that sugya. But either way, don't be by tagging people. I'm going to tell you a story now. I just got a phone. I visited somebody here in Lakewood. These are the Einikloch of Freya people. I want you to know those Freya are coming back. I'm not going to say the name. You don't know how much Torah is sitting inside those holy fryer Jews. I love them all. They don't mean bad. Tinnik Shanishbiz. I'm saying, but Pat Mully, Avishta, there's not one. They're all Tinnik Shanishbiz. Avishta, bring them back. Every one of them. And I want to be involved. I want to bring me and my boys. And we wanted, we're getting into Kira, by the way. Praise Hashem. I'm going to turn over the world, bring them all back to the Avishta. Now I'm going to tell you, you want to know who's sitting in them. This Zisa Heilige Yingala. Is he the most beautiful little boy? Is Abba Midas. He one day started crying. A shiksa walked into his house, a preacher's digger shiksa, mate, I don't know what. And he started crying, Abishta, I don't want it in the house tomorrow. Abishta, please make it rain tomorrow. He doesn't want to be exposed. And it rained the next day. Who is this kid? His bubby is the daughter of a super liberal Jew who sent her to a camp full of schwarzes when she was a teenage girl. So she should mix. You know, you gotta be broad-minded. This is the Enochon. You know what's coming, you know what purity is sitting inside the non-from Jews? If such a thing could happen. He's more pure than any, I never saw anything like it. The kid's crying, he doesn't want a pizza, the woman to come into the house. He's Zeus, I know the kid, Zeus, sweet, Sukha. Purest midas, Helig and Shamala. That's Rosh Chayah's stock. You know, we're going to bring them all back. They're all holy. Eberstadt, we want them all back. They're all holy. They made a mistake with Mendelssohn. It's over. It's a new world. Bring them all back, Eberstadt. Eberstadt's on my, he's with me. Mila Hashem Eli. Bring them all back. Anyway, let's talk. I'm going to tell you on my set. The Enochon tells me about the Baba. The Baba's going through a hard time. There's har, the Baba's from. But the Zayda, Elta Zayda, yeah, hates from Jews with a passion. He hates, what are you doing that for? No, I disagree. The whole Sabbath and the whole Yom Tov, he hates it like with a passion. Right? So they called up Mandel. What do you do? Mandel says, say nice things about him. He's terrorizing the family. He hates Yiddish guy. Say nice things about the guy. I just heard this. Two stories like this. So now, the Enochon was calling the Zayda every single Friday for 8 months. He never answered the phone. Until they got a hold of Mandel. And Mandel said, say nice things about the guy. He's good. Call him a tzaddik. Lie a little bit. Rosh Kibahag, the guy's a bum. He's machal Shabbos. He hates Yiddish guy with a passion. He's a tzaddik gomer. The kid told it to me himself. Rabbi Mandel, the day after I did that, the next day, the first time in 8 months, I'm calling him every week. He never answers. After I said nice stuff about him, he answers the phone with a smile. Oh, how are you? Yes. Oh, I like those from Jews. They're great. Oh, let's get together. Oh, I think I want to become from. I just heard this. Two such stories, exact identical. Right after they said nice stuff, you got a new person in front of you. Speak good about people. Belzer Rebbe's Shita. Anyway, that's one story. I'm going to tell you another story now. Rabbi Say, this story, you got to blow you over. It happened 15 years ago in Bnei Brak. A Bnei Brak Rav comes over to me. Rabbi Mandel, what's the matter? I can't manage. Why, what's the matter? I can't. You want to see what's going on in my shul? He has this dingy little bottom floor place, and then she barely has a minion. And sometimes he has 20 guys, and he thinks Mashiach's coming. And the little I have here, they're against me. They're all turning against me. Nobody likes me. I'm not qualified. I'm not capable. I'm not. And I'm shy, you know, I'm not a good person. And lately, got worse and worse. There's someone in there who hates me. And they're getting together and they're building another shul right across the street, a big, beautiful shul, to put me out of business. And not only that, they asked the Rav, and the Rav said they're allowed to do it. And all the neighbors are on their side. And the other day, another guy left me. And 2 days ago, another guy, I noticed he's cold. My own gabbai is starting to act cold to me. And he gave me a whole chasana, a whole levaya rather, a whole tisha b'av. He gave me a whole tisha b'av. What's going on in his life? Oh, this one doesn't like me, that one doesn't. And I'm falling apart. And the shul, if you saw it, you'd see it is a little bit. It's almost as bad as my shul. The only thing is that you don't have to pass the deep water test to get to his shul. My shul has drips. We stopped dripping already. We became more modern. Unfortunately, we fell in. Now, Rabbi Spawn, lately we're getting a little too fancy, a lot of lighting. Anyway, John, it's okay. So I told the guy, so he says, Okay, I'm going to fix you up. They are the product of your thoughts. Whatever's going on is, and every day there was more news. And you know what he did yesterday? And you know what they said? There's a whole meeting about me and how they want to destroy me and how they, and it gets more and more empty. Every day I walk into shul, are we getting a million of, and it says, your thoughts are the cause of all your problems. That's what they said in Navardi. Your leave, that's why B'tochen is so powerful. It's your thoughts. I says, you come with me, I'll fix you butt good. And I started pumping him up. He is a tidy young man. He's a sweetie. He's a tamachacha mufli, finished shas be'iyun. He's a bentayra. And he's a shmaka person, a sweetie. He's a little quiet, a little this, a little thinks he's a little nothing. And my wife is having so much aggravation. And my children, they're all, what's going on with me? And I said, oh, you tell your wife? Well, that's very smart. You tell your wife. You know, it was once a principal here in Lakewood, a great guy, Cedar Shigrata, a very nice fellow. He once spoke here for the Malamdim, with the Menayim, all sat down. And he said, you know, he said how he keeps his wife out of the picture, and he has his problems, the Menayim have their... So, one of the guys sitting there was a Menayim. He says, what? You don't tell your wife? I tell my wife everything. Why did you tell your wife? So he said, one meshugan in the house is enough. I don't need two. That's what he said. And I agree with that. I don't, my wife knows zero. My wife is the other way. When I come home and say, things are going great, she says, uh-oh, what really happened? You know, she knows me. My wife knows me. Anyway, that's the way I function. Don't tell your wife all the dirt. What are you doing to her? Leave her alone, will you? You have to talk about it. He did this to me. Rav Nosson, we had a chosen bad. Rav Nosson Bachfug Zatzal told us, don't tell your wife how the other guy started up with you. It's a chazal. I think it's part of the Rav Yoh. Because she's going to, she won't tell you but what she's thinking. I think the other guy's right. I know you, Taka. You're Taka like, I think he knows what he's talking about. What are you doing? Don't tell her nothing. Keep out. It's a chazal. Don't tell your wife nothing. The Rabbi Miller once said, not to tell your wife any of your shortcomings. No information for the enemy. Ladies, please. I didn't mean it. Ladies, you're all good guys. I did not mean it. They're great ladies. But it's not good day to tell your wife or yours. Tell your friend. Get a chashav and tell him. What I do, I tell the Eberstein. I don't tell my friends either. Nobody. I have problems. Whoa, what problems? I've opened the Shabbat talking. Come on. You know, all your problems will disappear. Learn the Vardig Musa, you're looking for coverage. Anyway. So, I pumped this guy up, but good. I let him have it. You are gewaldig. They all love you. It's not true. You divyan. You think this. You think that. Listen to this one. Dasan and Aviram. You know how many times it says in the Torah, Nitna Rosh and Rosh and Mitzrayim. You know how many times he said, you took us out of Mitzrayim and he had almost Bamidbar. It's all over the place. Only one time they said, you took us out of Mitzrayim, Eretz Zavas Chol Vadvash. Did you hear that one? Mitzrayim suddenly became Eretz Zavas Chol Vadvash. Does that make sense? L'shama Moshe Mikoy Tzeruah Mavei Dekasha V'yanunu V'slachatzenu V'yonchu. They were going crazy. They were sitting in Auschwitz. Since when did Auschwitz become Eretz Zavas Chol Vadvash? It's ridiculous. And it's just this last parsha with Korach. Who said it? Guess who said it? That was Dasan and Aviram. Ah, for them it passes to talk like that. I have to be careful, people, a little long time ago. They said that. They were the same ones that left over from the Mon, right? I don't trust. And Moshe's the leader to save them, pull them out of Mitzrayim. They tell on him, the Parah, because they don't even trust someone wants to save them. And no, it's not happening, yo, and yes, no, and they love whatever they don't have. Whatever you're not getting anymore, Mitzrayim, That's Chol Zavas Chol Udvash. What you do have is you got to kill him. Moshe is bad news. This whatever I have, the man, don't trust them. They're very like that. We're like, well, many of us are a little bit like that. We have to go to war against that stuff. Anyway, I told this guy, you're living in Dimyon, just like Chol Udvash. Mitzrayim is a Dimyon. You're normal. He loves you. He said it. He didn't mean it. He's your friend. And I helped him a lot. And slowly but surely, I brainwashed them. Oh, you're better than all those guys. And they respect you. You're a great speaker. I've heard you speak. I popped them up. Boom, boom, boom. And slowly turned them into a halba jumbo elephant. And I said, oh, they love you. Right after I started brainwashing him in the other direction, suddenly someone pops up from nowhere and falls in love with him. From nowhere, and he starts turning over the whole shul. And right afterwards, he suddenly gets money and he builds a new place. It's beautiful. And I kept making fun of the other side. They don't stand the chance. Everyone loves you. You're the good guy around here. I brainwashed him. And suddenly the whole picture turned around. They never built the shul. They were threatening to do it for months and months. They had money. They had people. They had all the influential guys. All the knackers were out to destroy him. And suddenly they all disappeared. And suddenly everyone likes him. And he's thriving. It's all in your head. What you think, that's what happens. I remember when it happened to me about 30 years ago. I was thinking to myself, you know, you're over the hill. And I walked out of my classroom. And a young man, one of our fellow Rebbe, sees me. He says, you know, you're over the hill. And I tell myself, your thoughts are alive. You think? So does he think. I just had a phone call from somebody who's having a very hard time. He feels that his family doesn't like him. And he takes a look and he sees what his son wrote about him. I don't like my father. He just saw it. I says, what are you looking at your son's notes for? Your head is so full of fear that he doesn't like you, so your thoughts are making him do that. Now go around all day and change your thoughts. All day long, they all love me. Just say it, I don't care what's happening. They all love me. I know a younger man, he had trouble with a teenager in his family. And this teenager was a rebel. Every Friday night at the Shabbos Titch, it was Tati and Getzel. And Getzel, oh, let Tati have it. And Tati did the best he could. And Tati called up Mandel. And what does Mandel say? You go to sleep laughing. You go to sleep laughing. And the next day, Getzel was a different Getzel. You go to sleep laughing, Getzel's a new Getzel. Don't be gyrus him. He's your best friend. Yeah, he's nervous. Doesn't mean nothing. I've been talking. It's going to change. Today, he has a large family in Kinahara. His biggest nachas is Getzel, the biggest Baal Derech Eretz, the one that used to challenge him all the time. Because there's so much hours of betochen on Getzel, that was chal on Getzel, that you can leave, Rabbi said. It's already, we've been here a long time, the Elam is invited to leave. I'm going to talk my head off for another 5 minutes, but I don't mind if you leave. Anyway. So Rabbi said, it's all in your mind. It's all in your mind, Rabbi said. Think positive, happy thoughts. How much the Ebster loves us. And talk. Now, are you ready for this one? I take credit for everything going on in Israel. You believe me? Okay. Watch this. I used to follow the news. I had certain gedorim in my own world. I started working on different things, and whenever I worked on something, I worked a lot on Batasim, whatever it is, that week, there was a certain tkufa where every week a bus exploded, the Arabs exploded a bus, and Nebuch Yidden got hurt. So I decided, I'm going to put an end to this. And whatever I did, I did. Week after week, whenever I did my thing, nothing happened that week. And I was mamish on the case. Vayayayayin, this is a different kufa, where the Arabs are making trouble for the from Jews. And there were mamish, not for the from Jews, for the Israelis. And I davened, I said, I've been talking to Abish to wipe them out. And the next day, boom, the Israelis did a job, and the Arabs walked out like this. And one after another, all I did was dominate. Remote control, I'm sitting here in America, I'm running the whole show. I don't read the newspapers. Newspapers make it worse. That's Teva. I go straight to you, Hashem, do a job. I have newspapers, that messes you up. You start thinking in Teva, well, we're stronger, you're stronger. Keep me out of that, I got the answer. But one thing bothered me. It bothered me that the Tzionim kept winning. Because of my trillers. I didn't like that they walked around like the Tzionim, you know. I remember that the week it happened. It says, Eibishter, this time I want you stepping in yourself. I don't want them winning. I want you to do the job. That week, in two cities, Shechem and Jenin, check out. I should have saved the Atid. They made human shields out of the women and children. The Arabs made their women and children put on explosives all around them. And they encircled the whole city of Shechem and Jenin, those two cities, I remember. And they stood there, human, so if the Israelis dare start up with them, they're dead civilians! You killed civilians! All the newspapers, you see dead ladies, dead kids, everything. You're finished. That week, the Israelis, the Tzionim, big shot. You can't do nothing now. That week, there was lightning. I believe it was the summer yet. Lightning came down on those two cities. On Shechem and Jenin. I said, Eibishter, I want you to do it. I don't want Tzionim doing it. And the Arabs got so confused, they're running for their lives. The Israelis wiped them out like it wasn't the Tzionim, it was the Eibishter that did the job. Are you like that story? You think I'm nobody over here? Now you know? Tzionim know who you're talking to? Now you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. Feel like there were three wars that I gathered in Olam to say God's Tillim. And I encourage everybody, don't be afraid of Gaiva. Please. It's you and you alone. Yachin Shasa Tshuva Moichlen HaKol Olam Kulay. When you, in Navardik, Rav Geshen used to repeat that. It's almost Elul. A little Tshuva, just every little bit. Let's try a few Gedarim. I just heard a story. It was very hard for me to swallow that one. An old Navardiker, his name was Rav Noach Feldman. His Zainikul tells me, he was a Navardiker. He learned Kamenitzer, but he kept the Navardiker. He says his Zayda always made Gedarim. He always made Kabbalahs. He remembers, this one was very hard for me to swallow. You'll soon see why. He made a Gedda, he liked chocolate too much. No more chocolate for the rest of my life. For a Harry like me, that was very hard to swallow, that one. Anyway. But the Vardigas make Kabbalahs. Anyway. Abe's all helping. Where are we up to? We're fine. No? We're doing good enough. Full hour. Pleasure having you going. Let's get L'chaim in Israel. Watch. It's gonna change the whole matzah. Watch. Yachid Shasa Tshuva. We're all doing Tshuva. And the main Tshuva is Mor B'tachim. Rav Geshen said in Elo these days, he said it in front of 200 people. The main tshuva is bitachin. Have more bitachin. Stop being afraid of everything. Relax, and don't get stressed. Don't go, what's macht here? Come inside, sweeties. And they will help. We have Shuas Gemores, and Ruchnias, and Gashmias. And everything's going to work out beautiful. I had a mifus. Tell my mifus. I just had a mifus on my side. I mifus them ridiculous, one after another. Whatever it is, somebody couldn't do it. Yeh mabracha, taichidei diba. There you go. Rebbe's mifus. You see that? What a bal mifus I am? By the way, I do want to tell you, Rabbi Sai, every Rebbe has... To be a chassid of a different chassidus, you have to understand. You'll have a certain amount of time to learn. You gotta come to the tish. That takes a lot of time. You gotta praise the Rebbe. That's also a lot of time. Say, we got the best Rebbe. In my chassidus, that part I take care of. I'll go around saying how great the Rebbe is. I'll save you so much bittel tayrit. You don't have to, You have to learn double. I'll praise myself day and night. I'll take care of that.